Game for Thought Podcast. Reflections on ethics and gaming. With Ruth Amano.
Hello everyone, we're Ruth
and Mano.
We're two journalism students who have a passion for video games. In this podcast, we'd like to discuss social issues in video games based on the Game for Thought live stream on the 19th of November, organized by Digital Arts and Entertainment. Our goal is mostly to get rid of the stigma around video games and to make these topics discussable. Mano, what's your favorite game at the moment?
I would say Hades, probably, for me.
For me, it's Final Fantasy XV. Then at least people know what we're like.
I mean, isn't that your favorite game all the time, though?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I mean, fair.
Today's episode will be about sex and violence in video games. Is it necessary? Is it fun to play? Etc, etc. To start this episode off, we have a quote by Robin. Robin is a game history teacher at DIA, and this was said during the panel about sex and violence in video games.
I think to sort of circle back a little bit on two of the things I've heard. One, where we have games where it's as a sort of a reward that you get. The thing about these issues is always it's the way that you interpret it, right? You can interpret it as a reward you're getting, or you can interpret it as a natural progression of a relationship. If this is a storytelling element where two characters start to develop a relationship and in the end or in the middle or in the beginning even there is sex involved, that doesn't necessarily need to be the reward, right? It can be just as easily with just a simple mind shift be interpreted as a natural progression of a relationship. Now, that's not me saying every relationship needs to have that and needs to progress like that. It's just another way of looking at that coin. Now, when we take a look at how it's done in games nowadays, to sort of summarize my feel on the topic, I do feel it's immature in games like Kratos, where it's really just an orgy of sex and reward, and it's very clear what you're getting because of what you're doing. When we take a look at a bit more of a modern video game like The Witcher, where the main character develops a relationship with several other characters, and throughout that relationship, sex happens. I think right there, it's a lot more of a realistic interpretation of sex in a game than the Kratos example And in that case, I don't see why it should be an issue.
So, games with sex as a reward. Opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiar with them because I don't really play games that have a lot of sexual content. We obviously have the game, the example of Hades, right? Where you could argue that one of the rewards is sex, but it's not shown. It's literally just a black screen.
Yeah, it's black screen.
It's a black screen, so
lots of RPGs do that. Instead of like showing the sex scene, it's like black screen.
Exactly. And I mean, the romance option isn't even like the main thing about the game, so. But yeah, no, I don't really actively play games like that, so.
Have you seen the thing about Cyberpunk?
I have not, actually.
They have first-person sex scenes, and they have been posted on Pornhub already.
I mean, I think that's going to be taken down very soon, though. I think it should be.
Yeah, but the fact that the sex scenes are so realistic at this point that they could be posted to Pornhub.
I mean, you can post everything to Pornhub. I've seen movies.
That's true as well. But at the same time, like the example he gives about God of War and all that, I truly don't think sex adds extra value to a video game.
No. I think the issue is just that I always say this, always think, you know, who plays a video game, you know, for sex scenes or just, you know, to have sex virtually, I don't know. It's always, you know, odd to me when. Yeah. So I don't think it's necessarily necessary. Does it add anything? No. Does it devalue the game? I don't know. Depends.
Depends which kind of sex scene it is, because sometimes it's like very over-sexualizing.
I mean, the God of War example was a bit. I mean, that was just at that point. It's just funny. It's just funny to me. I just laugh when I see those things. It's not like, oh, this angers me. It's just funny because it's so unrealistic.
Yeah, but don't you think that, especially because God of War is also played by some 12-year-olds, don't you think that sets unrealistic expectations?
It is also a game about a god, so...
Yeah, but like the newer game, for example, is then a lot more mature without sex.
That's true.
So
that's literally the best example of you don't need sex in a game to make it good.
Exactly. So,
As a reward as well, it's kind of silly. Especially, I think it's worse when it comes with achievements.
Yeah, the God of War one, though.
Yeah, like when you get something out of it, like an achievement or like a power up or whatever, I think. That's stupid. I think that
it is. I feel like it's a bit dangerous of me to say, but at the same time, I think that's a bit woman unfriendly, especially in the God of War example. It's like we're just using woman for the power up. There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Throw this woman to the side. Go on to the next one.
Behind every man.
Yeah, and behind every man is a strong power up they earned by fucking a woman.
Yes, exactly. That's the kind of the takeaway we got from this, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, to circle back on the whole, like, sex in video games, I think people, if they want to have sex in video games, they would just play, you know, those video games.
Hentai games,
you know, dating sims, you know, stuff like that. I think if people are really interested in that, they can find games like that. I don't think it needs to be in the...
mainstream ones.
You know, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think...
It doesn't add anything for me either. I'm not like, it has a sex scene. Like,
I mean, who honestly, I just wonder sex. who does think, like, oh, I'm going to play this game because there's a sex scene in it. Like, who decides to buy, like, a 60-euro game just for maybe one possible romance scene, sex scene? I don't know. I think if it's romance, if it's, like, natural progression, it might be more excusable. But then again, is it necessary?
Again, is it? Yeah.
It boils down to, is it really necessary, I think?
Yeah, it's just... Like in The Witcher, the other example that was given by Robin, I get it. I kind of get it. It's like, yeah, it's an adult, a game for plus 18, so it's an adult game, and it's like natural progression of the relationship. But at the same time, like lots of RPGs do, show the black screen. We don't need to see them banging.
No, we don't. I mean,
so, I don't know. The camera could pan away or something to something else. Or...
It could be, exactly. It could actually be, I think it would be better if it was just like implied. I think that just says enough. Like, oh yeah, that happened.
They're having sex. Or like, see them waking up together in a bed or something. Yeah, that's like that. It's romantic. Exactly. It's cute. And it's not like, oh, if my parents walk in on me playing this, it'll be super awkward. So,
I mean, you could argue the same about like television shows and stuff. It's kind of like the same, or you know,
I don't. Same for television shows. For me, it doesn't really add.
It doesn't add anything. No, it's also. I think it's kind of like, it doesn't add anything, but it doesn't necessarily bother me that much. It depends. It obviously depends on the execution. I think.
Yeah.
For me.
The execution.
Yes. I mean. That's just how I feel about it. It doesn't really bother me. It bothers me the way they present it and how they do it. I think I'm more bothered with the whole reward system than I am with like actual
sex
and video games. Yeah.
Then to follow up on that,
The
male gaze, especially in like God of War, is the best example of it.
It's a hot new, and it's not new. It's sadly been around for way too long, I think.
Yeah, in my opinion. People still think that video games are a male-dominated world, which is not true anymore at all. It's like 50-50 at this point.
I mean, was it ever really true?
No, it was never really true. I think that women didn't dare to come out for it as much as men did, because gaming for men was like, this is a man thing.
And but even then, like...
Women didn't dare to say, oh, I'm part of that man world too, because it would be weird.
Yeah, I think it's also the fact that gaming has become so mainstream nowadays, right? Because it used to be like, oh, the kind of stereotypical basement dweller.
Basement dweller,
The kind of...
Covered in Doritos.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's become more mainstream, so it's easier to be like, oh yeah, I like games, and not be judged for it.
Yeah.
I think that also helps in why... women are
daring to say it more and come out for it more. Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think there was ever like a problem like, oh, there weren't any women playing games.
There always were.
Yeah, there always were.
It's just that games don't always seem to realize that women also play their video game, and sometimes
they cater way too much to to men.
It's always the girl who's suddenly scantily clad for some unknown reason, and almost never the dude. There are exceptions.
There are exceptions, obviously, but it's definitely noticeable in a lot of video games, especially, you know, the kind of stereotypical male games. Like, I'm thinking of maybe most shooters. I would say old school shooters, not the...
Not the Call of Duty. The Call of Duty
had their little controversy with the female characters.
Oh, yeah, because they got female characters added to the game. Oh, exactly. That's unrealistic. Yeah, the whole thing is unrealistic.
I mean, it's war.
It's futuristic war as well, the game it was added to. It was just, it was weird.
I mean, we can...
And then the whole Ubisoft thing about women don't sell.
That's kind of silly. I think...
A bit rude.
Yeah,
women buy your game, though.
Exactly. It's not. I feel like women would be more inclined to spend money on their games if they actually put representation.
My personal experience, if there's a playable woman in your game, I will be more inclined to buy it. I will be more like, oh, that's on my radar because there's a woman I can play as.
Yeah, exactly.
That's personal experience.
No, I feel the exact same. Right? Obviously, you can't do that with every game.
Yeah,
you can't
just expect Hades or Final Fantasy. If there's a male main character, I'm not gonna be like, oh no, I'm never gonna play this now.
No. But
if there's an option for a woman, I'm always like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there should be no reason for them to have multiple male playable male characters and if it's just one character, obviously, if it's one protagonist.
Yeah, if you're telling the story of a male protagonist, then you're telling the story of a male protagonist. Yeah, I don't necessarily need a woman then. Although you could argue that there's a lot less stories told about a singular female protagonist than
there
are.
That's very true. And if there are, then they get a lot of criticism.
They do.
So, we saw the example of The Last of Us, I think.
Oh, God. Don't remind me of that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sad.
I think
the worst in game is there.
Yeah, but like you said it best, right? If there is a playable female character, I think more women would want
to play. It would be more on our radar, I think. So there could be a game that I see in a trailer or something, and then I'm like, oh, kind of cool. And then they announce that there will be a playable female character. I'll probably be like, oh, might buy that, you know?
Yeah.
Just a bit more intrigued by it then.
I mean, it's all about representation, right?
Yeah.
Honestly. I think that's the main thing. But then it has to be good representation, not just, you know, you have your male character and then you have your female character
Wearing nothing. I was about to say.
You have your
that brings
male...
us to the next point as well.
Yeah, the clothing options in video games, right?
Yeah. Your male characters are customizable in, tough outfits, strong armor and all that.
Full
and somehow your female character only wears a bra and can survive...
I honestly, if we could go into battle in just panties and high heels, more power to you. But I don't think I could. I don't think most women would be all too eager to just jump into battle wearing
the best
bikini.
Positive example of this is Lara Croft. To be fair, she went from super sexualized to now she's still obviously a very pretty woman in a video game, but she at least is wearing some more clothes that fit better with the situation she's in. So that's a positive.
I mean, I'm not saying that every female character should be just should have all of the clothing on,
Obviously, you can have a sexy female character without her being naked.
For example,
very subjective opinion as well. I think Ellie's fucking hot from The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I think she's very pretty, especially in the second game. Yeah. I think she's very pretty. But she's never... Well, there's one scene where she's kind of naked, but also the situation she's in is kind of... She's being romantic with her girlfriend, so they're... taking off each other's clothes.
Yeah.
So it's a bit... Yeah, but overall she's wearing lots of clothes because it's also set in winter, so lots of clothes.
I mean, if it's set in the winter, I would hope...
she's wearing lots of clothes, don't worry.
No, I think...
But she's very pretty. And there's multiple examples like that of female characters in video games being absolutely stunning without having to be nearly naked.
Yeah, and I think it's also kind of... You notice it, right? Where male... Or, I guess guys in general will have more face shapes or they you can have an unpretty male, right? You can have a male that isn't conventionally attractive, but you rarely see
women
being
not
conventionally attractive.
Not a model in
yeah, pretty much.
In gaming. Yeah, that's true. That's
so true. I think that is also an issue. But
yeah, I would like to see some more realistically shaped women in video games as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they should change all of it. You know, I don't really mind playing
as a supermodel or a man. Same, feels honestly. Nice. It's nice to play as a supermodel sometimes because I don't have that body shape. So.
Yeah, and I just wish there was more equality.
It's not just on the male-female thing. I would love to see more games with black people as main characters as well. Like, Miles Morales is absolutely amazing.
Honestly, stunning.
Absolutely game. Amazing. Also, just there's a lot of... He talks a lot of Spanish in the game as well. It's great. Because he's Latino as well. It's great, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we just need more rep in general. I think that's the takeaway here.
I think that's about the conclusion of this as well.
Yeah, give us more clothing options. That is that is not just a bra and panties. Please give us normal armor and not the boob plate thing.
I would like to insert something here. I would like a hoodie for my female character because hoodies are usually only for men. I would like a hoodie as well.
Obviously depends on which game you're playing.
True.
Sometimes
true.
It would be a bit weird too.
Brings us to the next point. Is violence in video games necessary? We talked a lot about sex, but there's also the violence aspect.
Necessary? I mean, it depends, right?
If you're playing Call of Duty,
it's
a bit hard.
If you're playing a first-person shooter and you're not, like, if you're being a pacifist, more power to you, I think, honestly.
I think you would not be winning the game as well.
No, but it's kind of entertaining. I've watched a couple of videos where they will, you know, play pacifists in like, shooters or, like, battle royale or something.
The only pacifist route I know is the Nunatale, honestly.
I know, I've never played. I wouldn't know. But, no, I mean, obviously we're joking, but... Violence,
violence bothers me less.
It bothers me way less because, I mean,
there's the whole discussion about if it makes you violent or not. That's the whole thing. But outside of that, like, it's like a movie. Honestly, some stories you can't tell without a bit of violence, and I'm weirdly okay with that.
Yeah, I think the whole like do violent games make you violent is kind of.
There's been so many investigations about it and all that that conclude that no, it does not make you violent. You usually already have some kind of mental problems.
Yeah, I mean, it
before
could,
you play the video
exactly.
game.
It could be a bit of an outlet too to just play video games. You know,
I know I have that when I have a very like bad day at school or something. Yeah. I come home.
Like, I want to shoot some people.
I want to shoot some people.
But not
real people, obviously.
Yeah, I just want to shoot some people.
I want to shoot
like,
some
not
people
have
in
any,
the game.
Any repercussions or
yeah, exactly. I just want to like let out.
Yeah.
Let loose a bit.
I mean...
I would never harm anyone or anything.
Disclaimer.
In real life, by the way. I am one of the most peaceful persons ever. But...
No, I think, I mean, obviously it depends, like, again, the shooters, you gotta have it, you know,
but
the
if we talk
game,
about, like, story games, story example, games, like, I mean, The Last of Us is extremely violent as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's...
At the same time, it's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, you're not gonna be pacifist in a zombie apocalypse, no.
Would be very intriguing, though.
It would be an interesting game, just big piece with the zombies.
You can't kill anyone, that's the thing.
No. No, but, like, story-based, yeah, I don't know, like, I would...
But at the same time, it's, like... They have more issues with it when the art style is more realistic. Because, for example, Hades is extremely bloody as well. There's blood flying everywhere.
Yeah,
but
it's
you don't
super,
notice
no.
because of the art style, which is then a bit of a double standard of people saying video games make you violent.
No, yeah, I mean, I kind of get it in a way, but I don't agree with it necessarily.
Same,
right?
Yeah.
I get it, like, you know, the example of Call of Duty, these guys are playing war... No, not playing, but, like, you know, acting or reenacting a war.
Yeah, reenacting a war.
I mean, I don't think violence is that bad. It obviously depends, right?
Yeah, violence in real life is obviously...
Yeah,
obviously
no.
Disclaimer, violence in real life, very bad thing. We don't condone that. But video games is, like, a safe space and art where you can explore this kind of stuff. So I feel like people should explore that kind of stuff, and
I would agree. I mean, I'm thinking now of like Pokemon and like the whole PETA thing.
Oh god,
where it's like you're violent against animals.
You can really like
you could. All games have
some kind of violence. In Stardew Valley, you fish, and therefore you kill fish.
Oh no.
That's a violent game. You can't play
Animal
that anymore.
Crossing.
Animal Crossing. You fish. You catch bugs and you lock them up in a museum.
Yeah, that's bad.
You're a bad person.
No, I think the whole, like, that's how people sound like, I think.
Yeah, that's what people sound like to actual gamers who are absolutely not violent. That's
no.
Like, oh, you fish in a video game, therefore you're bad.
No, like, no.
You're absolutely not bad.
I mean, obviously you have those games like Mortal Kombat, I'm thinking of, that are
extremely violent. But then again, that's like the thing about Mortal Kombat.
The thing,
if you hear Mortal Kombat, everyone thinks of, oh, the bloody fatalities.
Yeah, the fatalities.
It's not like it's a secret or anything. You're not gonna, like, be like, oh my god, I'm so shocked by this turn of events. It's very clearly there, and they very clearly use it as a selling point as well.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're hiding it or anything.
What do you think then of young kids or like young people playing those games?
It's super difficult because I myself did it while growing up. We grew up on GTA San Andreas. Like, that was one of the first games I've ever played, but all I did in that was drive my car around, run over people,
yes,
and that's
exactly
it.
And run from the cops.
And run from the cops.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's super difficult. Call of Duty I played from very young as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a case of, if you can talk about it with your parents and like they can help you place it and be like, okay kids, this is not reality, you can do this in this game, but obviously you can't do this in real life. If you have conversations like that with your parents, where your parents like help you understand that, then I think that's okay, as long as you have like a proper safe space to talk about it.
Of course. So would you say it's the responsibility of the parents then? Or
partially, yeah.
Yeah.
I know my dad accepted us playing like games like that from a very young age because he was a gamer himself, but obviously if you don't have parent gamers...
Yeah, I didn't.
It's a bit more difficult, I think, because they might be more strict with the 18 plus marking on the box, and then that kind of sucks for the kid because some games like Call of Duty... Most people in this lobby are fucking 12. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. Like, it's the same for. I'm thinking of my, you know, my younger brother who used to play, you know, GTA and Call of Duty, and that was, you know, those were his main games. Meanwhile, I was very peaceful. I was playing Nintendo pretty much exclusively. I love Nintendogs.
Nintendogs.
Yeah. So.
That was great. Great times.
Yeah, I think it is partially the responsibility of the parents to make sure that, you know, their kids
understand the difference.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say, like, make sure your kids don't play violent games, because then again, you don't learn them anything. Then they'll just start playing violent games when they're 18 and not have a way to place it.
They will do it behind the parents'
backs.
Yeah,
or do it behind the parents' backs. And then they won't have that support system of learning how to deal with violence in media, which is not the way to do it, in my opinion, at least.
Exactly. So then the whole thing of in-game violence, does that mean real
violence?
Real violence. Does that, you know, correlate? Do you think that the cases, there have been cases, right?
There have been cases where the person who committed, like, a shooting, I think there were multiple shootings where people were gamers, and I think it doesn't, because at the same time, there are millions of people who play that same game who don't do shootings.
Yeah.
And at the same time, most of the time, the person, as I've said before, has some underlying mental issues before they do that as well, and before they play video games sometimes as well. So it's a bit of an easy way out to say, oh, it was video games, at least to me.
You could argue, like, oh, they watched a violent movie, so that's, you know, I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, they watched Saw, therefore they're completely fucked in the head.
They're going to start making, you know, inescapable killer games now, you know?
I think it doesn't make sense.
I don't understand why it's such a huge topic in video games only.
Mostly, I think the argument is that it's interactive.
Yeah, the whole active versus passive media. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Right,
but at the same time, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense because, yeah, you're doing those actions yourself, but you didn't write them, right? If you're playing a video game, you're playing the product of someone else.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, the choice.
I made the decision. No, someone else made the decision for you. You're just doing it.
Yeah, it's written into the game.
Yeah,
so
the option is there.
The option is there, so it's not necessarily your responsibility or your
choice.
Way of thinking. Yeah, your choice.
It's not your choice.
So
you think it's your choice, but it's absolutely not.
It's the illusion of choice.
The illusion of choice. Yes. That's a great way to say it.
Yeah. So no, I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't think there is a correlation between, you know, real violence.
Yeah, especially because millions upon millions of people play video games.
Yeah.
So we would all be shooters at this point then. Like, yeah, there would be so many.
Exactly.
So many issues if it was really an issue. Like, if there was really any correlation.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing Pokemon. I'm not going to capture animals and put them in tiny balls and just my confide. You know, it's kind of like the same argument there, right? You don't copy everything you see in video games or even...
I think that's the thing about the children growing up. Children do that. They copy things they see, which is why I think you should...
It's a good... Yeah.
You should help them understand that that's not real and this is real. But yeah, absolutely, there's no correlation between video game violence and real violence.
Not more so than other media, I would say.
Exactly. People who read Mein Kampf aren't automatically going to turn into Hitler either.
No.
So...
I mean, I would hope not.
We would have an issue if that was true.
No, exactly. I mean, there's been copycat killers of actual killers, so they're copying... Yeah. You know, it's not... If you're a violent person, I think...
Yeah, anything can be an excuse to turn violent, then, I think. If you have those kind of issues, I would recommend talking to a specialist, first and for all. But then I think anything could be an excuse to flip the switch.
Yeah, pretty much. It doesn't have to be video games, not like...
Yeah.
No, I agree, for sure.
Okay, well, because we talked about how video games get linked to violence a lot, we have a quote. Said by also by Robin during the panel about From Game for Thought from Digital Arts and Entertainment. He summarizes what we also think about sex and violence in video games. We do give you a fair warning, the discussion got a bit heated.
Yes.
I can say whatever I want. You should be able to stop yourself from killing someone.
Yeah, that's something else.
But that's what I mean when I'm doing this. Whatever I put in my game, whatever I put in my art, whatever I put on a piece of paper, nothing about that should give you the right or should give you the self-righteousness of doing that then. And that's a fault on you, not a fault on me.
So in summary, what have we learned today?
Point
one. Sex, is it necessary? No. Most of the time, we would argue no.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a reward system. I don't think it should be.
Wouldn't advise.
In the game at all. And, you know, there's been a problem with male gaze where, you know, characters, especially, you know, obviously female characters, have been pretty much designed for
men and very unrealistic.
Heterosexual men.
Very unrealistic expectations.
Exactly. We want more clothing options for women or better clothing options.
Definitely
better. If there is not an option, just give us a good base outfit.
Yeah, that works too.
Good armor, or at least make it equal, right? If the girl's in bikini, you better put the guy in bikini as well. Or
make it sexy for women too. Then
I think that's only fair. Yeah, and violence, is it necessary? I wouldn't say it's necessary, but I think we
some games just don't work without it.
I think we definitely agree on the point that it's less of an issue than I think the whole like sex, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't agree that video game violence equals real violence. I think that's kind of where we land in the discussion.
Yeah.
And
then obviously you could check out the panel, the Game for Thought live stream of the 19th of November organized by Hoas and Quindo. It's on the website, still available online. And next time, we'll discuss discrimination and representation. And you can find me on Twitter, at fearthefairy99.
Yeah, you could check me out on Instagram, at mono.com with double M. It's my last name. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put links in the show notes. Thank you for checking in.
And see you next time.
Game for Thought Podcast. On ethics and gaming. With Roof Emmanuel.
Ondersteund door VZW Quindel.